Every year, the Salmon River Fish Hatchery in Altmar, New York, raises millions of fish to be stocked in Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. Fran Verdaliva is the program coordinator of the hatchery.
I've always been fascinated by salmon and trout from the time I was as young as I can remember.
The hatchery raises several species of fish, but their pride and joy is the Chinook salmon. Each fall, hundreds of thousands of Chinook return to the eastern end of Lake Ontario to spawn. Hatchery employees harvest the eggs, fertilize them, incubate them, and raise the fish until they're ready to be released out in the wild. Les Rezegi and his team are overseeing millions of Chinook eggs incubating in big trays in the hatchery's basement. The eggs are about the size of a pea.
You can see their eyes, you can start to see the major blood vessels, and you'll actually see them wiggling around a little bit in there.
Chinook can grow to be up to 40 pounds in just a couple years. That's partly why they were brought to Lake Ontario in the first place. These salmon were introduced in the 60s to eat the invasive alewife, a bait fish about 1 to 2 inches long. The Chinook were seen as a good solution because, as Verdaliva puts it,
they were readily available at the time. They grow big in a short period of time, and when they spawn, they die, so then they're out of the system.
But the Chinook had a secondary advantage. They're known by anglers around the world for their fight. Captain Glenn Buhner is a charter boat operator in Michigan and head of the Great Lakes Salmon Initiative.
There's nothing like it. Crack cocaine of freshwater fishing.
Once Chinook stocking began in the Great Lakes, an entire economy sprouted up. Charter boats and guided trips, but also motels, restaurants, and gas stations.
Chinook salmon is the economic driver to the fisheries in the Great Lakes.
Now, after a few cold winters, the alewife population is in trouble. So the fisheries in New York and Michigan are reducing their Chinook stock by over 600,000 to make sure neither population collapses. Buhner worries that anglers will hear the word reduction and cancel their trips. He's also concerned environmental agencies are working against the sport fishing industry by prioritizing native fish. For example, in Lake Huron, native species like lake trout and walleye are rebounding, but the alewife population collapsed and salmon are no longer stocked. Buhner says fishing these native species isn't as exciting and doesn't draw as many tourists. Sarah Adlerstein is a researcher with the University of Michigan. She studies food webs in Lake Huron and says the Chinook stocking was not sustainable. She says the ecosystem is more stable without non-native species, and she wants people to stop disrupting the food web where possible.
As people, we need to forget that we need to impose our will on nature.
Meanwhile, officials in New York and Michigan say the environment and fishing can improve simultaneously with the reduction to stocking, and they're trying to put the minds of anglers at ease. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester, New York.